Lawrence and Taylor, it's 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence.
I'm Raj Taylor.
Boy, right there in the nick of time. You're scrambling with the headphones right when the music started.
So. Just in time radio.
See, no one would have known you were just sitting there wrestling with the headphones. It sounded like you were ready, but I was here to point it out.
Thank
so
you.
That people could enjoy that.
Thank you.
And, of course, with us as well is Michael.
Oh, the wonder producer. It's an even day. It's my job.
He's actually taking up his supposed half of the work.
Yeah, I thought he'd just pass it on to you again, Jeremy.
I figured he would, but
I do my share. Michael, the wonder producer.
Thank you.
Of course, your share is only one time a week. I get twice. But
I was going for three or four.
But I'll tell you what, it's just been one of those happening days. Lots of stuff in the news, as always. And before we even get to that, I want to tell you about this, because, Roger, I know you like to give stuff away.
Now?
Not right now.
No, I'm not ready yet.
See, it's Michael's fault this
time. Yep, yep.
It usually is anyway. We just don't say it.
So I'm not saying Wonder Producer the rest of the day.
Oh, come on.
There has to be some consequences to being ill-prepared.
There it is. He's getting out of his job. He's
yeah.
found a way out of it.
I had it for, what, 2 or 3 minutes?
Come on. It's in my contract. You have to say that.
Okay.
Can I talk about our giveaways now?
Yes.
Thank you. Listeners are going, shut up and let him talk about the giveaways. All right, we've got a couple of tickets to a movie because, you know what, we love giving away movie tickets. And who doesn't like going to a movie?
At the Celebration Cinema.
There you go. It's even better.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I went this last weekend, tried some of their food for the first time.
Oh.
So, excellent. Very
really?
Good. Very good. Enjoyed, we were all about the French fries there. And, you know, the whole novelty of, okay, I can get popcorn in a movie. Yeah, been there, done that. Or
French fries.
I could get French fries. Sign me up for the fries, please.
And they were good.
They were good, absolutely.
Did you get a burger?
No.
Okay.
Just the fries. So we weren't there at mealtime. It was kind of middle of the afternoon.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, snack time.
Yeah, snack time.
So you can handle that. Anyway.
I tried their beer.
What a shock.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
For that one. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to fall out of my chair now.
I thought you'd be amazed.
So anyway, getting back to our giveaways, which is what we're talking about. I've got two tickets here to Pompeii.
Ooh.
Now, not as some residents of the dinky little Michigan town, Pompeii, I call it. No,
Pompeii?
This is Pompeii. Yeah, that's what they actually call it there. It's weird.
Oh.
But Pompeii.
Is the volcano engulf the town? Is that what?
That's the one.
Okay.
Actually, and it judging from the previews, if you were into Gladiator or some of the, you know, Hercules-style movies and things like that, this is one for you.
Right up your alley.
There you go. So
yeah.
Two tickets to that. And
there's
see,
more?
It's not just the tickets.
We're giving away something now?
No.
We went over that already.
What's a new giveaway?
Okay.
I thought you might be prepared.
I'm still looking for a question.
Okay.
Now, this is a giveaway, and this is a tasty giveaway.
Mmm.
It's a very tasty giveaway. I know, Roger, we've had this discussion before. I know that you enjoy pie from Grand Traverse Pie Company.
Oh, enjoy doesn't come even close describing it.
It's great stuff. I had a slice of that a few weeks ago. They brought in a pie. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, they want to celebrate that they've gotten together with Harding's Markets.
Ah.
And they're selling their pies there.
Really?
Yeah. So not only would you be able to enjoy it by going to their location, but also Harding's carries them now, too.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, and what we have is a certificate that's good for one pie from Grand Traverse Pie Company that you pick up at one of the Harding's locations. It's listed on the certificate, Portage, Kalamazoo, Galesburg, Richland. You can pick up a pie there. And it doesn't even necessarily say a specific kind of pie. So apple, cherry.
Yeah,
they're cherry. That
crumble.
Was awesome.
Ooh.
Yes, very good. So anyway, we're going to be giving that away a little bit later in tandem so you can enjoy a movie and some pie.
Oh, wow.
You know, so pie with your movie. movie with your pie, I guess. I don't know which
Paella movie.
Paella movie. That's why we have him along.
I guess.
Occasionally that comes out.
You know, I heard you mention the Richland Hardings.
Mm-hmm.
We know somebody who works there. And could bring us pie as a suck-up now and again.
Gee, I wonder who.
Who that might be, Wonder Producer.
I'm looking around the room. I'm not seeing that person. Oh, I wonder why it's me.
So anyway, those giveaways are coming up a little later on in the program.
You'll let me know when?
No.
So you can run away with the certificate?
No.
We're gonna
want to give it away.
Okay, good.
See, we're going to surprise everybody. Including you.
Okay. So, everybody will be surprised when we do our giveaway.
There you go. And
get
me.
Working on even... a question in case he's doing it quick.
Okay, I'm now. Working on it
no,
right
I'm
now.
Good.
What? No.
No, but we'll be doing that later on in the program. The only thing I can tell you is it's sometime in the next couple of hours.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Prior to 5 o'clock.
There you go.
Okay.
5 o'clock. If you don't hear it by 5 o'clock, well, then we've really screwed up.
We forgot.
So, you know. But
that
happens. We're going to do this. We'll do this. This is sitting right in front of me. If we don't do this, I'm blind. So, you know. There's some other things to tell you about. Video of the day.
Yes.
You know, we had a cute one yesterday. And we have another one that's really fun today. You know, a lot of schools, they've had cancellations and snow and ice, and it's not just been here in Michigan. It's been all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of these administrators, which I'm convinced are like my age and a little younger now,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, means they're all trying desperately to be hip.
Mm-hmm.
So hip to them means early 90s hip.
Right.
This particular school did their cancellation to the tune of Ice Ice Baby. So you just have to check it out. Go to our website, WKZO.com. Click on the blog section. It's down at the bottom. You'll be able to find it there. Or if you're on Facebook and you're hooked up with us, you'll get it right there in your feed. So all you have to do is like us if you don't, and then you'll be able to see it right there because we got it posted there too.
And it's the dance moves that accompany the rap that make it, that add that extra flourish.
See, I thought it was the wardrobe, personally. You know, the ski goggles, the USA sweater, you know, I thought, yeah. That's ideal right there.
No, it was the dance moves.
The dance moves? Okay.
They dance like white guys.
Which makes it all the more fun.
I know.
It's like picturing me dancing, which doesn't happen. I'll say that. I Bill Cosby, you remember in the Cosby Show, he always did those weird dance moves.
Oh, yeah.
He has better dance moves than I do. Mm-hmm. So I'll just say that and leave it to your imagination.
There you go.
Other things we're going to be talking about today, minimum wage, got a new wrinkle on that one. Study has come out, we'll talk about. Also, you know, we said the other day that Supreme Court justices, they don't say very much, but when they do, it usually makes news.
Yes.
Well, Justice Scalia has said something that you might agree with, or it might irritate you to death, and it's about a topic you never would have thought the Supreme Court justices would have an opinion on.
And it's an important topic.
Absolutely.
This isn't some off-the-wall thing. I mean, this is a part of everyday life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yes, this particular thing is something that I think I've read somewhere at least 23% of Americans participate in every day.
See?
So this is something that affects all of us.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that here a little bit later. Before we get to that, though, it's interesting to gauge when you talk to government officials to find out what they think are the important things.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we need to pay attention to. And to hear government officials talk, immigration, top of the list. We're all mm-hmm. about that. We're all about making sure that that's taken care of and making sure that, you know, that, well, minimum wage is taken care of. That's another one that's gotten on the list.
The deficit, mm-hmm. Very important.
Certainly. Now, Gallup has done a poll of Americans in general, and they've come up with a list of the things that people are concerned about, the most important problem facing the United States. And this was a survey that was done, looks like February 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
of this year. Don't have the margin of error in front of me right now, probably because I'm too lazy to look for it. But that's the poll. And what people said, 23% of Americans said that unemployment and or jobs, that's the number one most important problem facing the U.S. Close second, the economy in general at 20%. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that people are looking at. Immigration, on the other hand, 6%.
The federal deficit,
mm-hmm.
8%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me in this is the graph that's included showing where these items were historically over the last 6-8 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe item number three, which is dissatisfaction with government, Congress, politicians, maybe that's there because items number one and two are not being addressed by number three. Unemployment and jobs and the economy in general, 43%, if you lump those two together, think that's the biggest problem the country faces. And I got to think that dissatisfaction with government comes from the fact people don't see the government responding to what they're concerned about.
Takes me back to, I mean, you know, think early 90s on this one, James Carville.
It's the economy,
stupid. Exactly, yeah. I mean, he was in running Clinton's campaign, and a brilliant move by him to basically say, we're talking about the economy. And if somebody brings something else up, we're talking about the economy. Yeah, and they kind of created this idea that, the economy was in rough shape, it's horrible, it's awful. And fast forward to today, the economy is in rough shape.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not getting much better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hear politicians, whether it be Republicans or Democrats,
Absolutely.
They're all saying, oh, we're creating jobs, we're doing this, we're doing that. Uh-huh.
Apparently, they're not fooling the people.
Apparently not. But, you know, and you think about that, you know, and the dissatisfaction with government, that's like, okay, Congress, politicians, poor leadership, corruption, abuse of power, things like that, all lumped into the one dissatisfaction. I'm upset with the way the government's handling things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about how, you know, and I think in certain ways in the state of Michigan, they're looking at some things that I think are potentially right on the money. People are worried about roads in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about, you know, the high unemployment rate. And I think some statewide politicians, local leaders are looking at those things.
Mm-hmm.
But nationally, let's look at immigration. Uh-huh.
Or not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it and then decide after we've talked about it that, no, not this year. Nope, can't do nothing about that big problem.
Now, okay, so apparently it isn't that big of a problem, so they're just going to kind of sit around, twiddle their thumbs until the election takes place. It's what usually happens on the national level.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about this. First of all, unemployment benefits, the extended benefits, gave out, this was the end of December.
Right.
And there's been this back and forth of, well, everybody wants to extend them, but we want to have them paid for versus, well, we want to extend them because it's a rough time right now. We need to extend them. I mean, it's what you get on both sides.
Yeah.
But the two sides can't seem to get it together.
Right.
To say, all right, we agree we need to extend these things.
We can't figure out how.
You know, and that's just one part of it.
Oh, that's, you know, item number three, dissatisfaction with government.
But, you know, look at, and you hear about jobs, you know, and they say, well, the unemployment rate's down, but labor participation rate is way down.
Yeah.
I mean, this is in
people just giving up.
Yeah. People that decide, you know what, jobs aren't out there to be had.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, you know, when I was looking for work, a lot of times I'd run into people that all they had was part-time deals and the whole bit, and I was told by one of them, well, everyone has more than one job now. Everybody's got two jobs.
Right.
And, okay, that's not true, and I know that, but that's what's out there right now. You got a lot of people that are going, well, the only thing that's out there is part-time stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of this stuff where they go, well, okay, we've got a part-time job, but you're overqualified.
Right.
You
won't stay in this job. A person of your caliber, you're going to be way too good of an employee. And so I can't hire you. I need somebody a little less competent.
Well, you understand the whole idea of, you know what, we're going to hire you, and in 2 months, we got to go hire somebody else.
Yeah.
You understand you don't want to go through the process.
Oh, yeah. I was being facetious.
And I get where employers are coming from on that. That said, this is another issue, because where are the full-time jobs? Where's the full-time work?
yeah,
that people can latch on to and say, all right, here's something that's going to be good. You know, and I think based on our conversation here and based on what I know of you, I think we can kind of agree on that, that, you know what, these are the things that we need to look at. We have different ways of looking at how you do that. But
we agree what the problems are.
Yeah. So how bad is it that Congress and the president can't even come together and go, you know what? It's jobs. It's unemployment. It's the economy. We need to stop what we're doing and find a way to get some jobs in this country, whether it be through investments, as liberals like to call them, or getting out of the way of the private sector, as conservatives like.
Finding a way to get the trillions of dollars that corporations have stashed offshore to come back to this country. There's a lot that we could be doing that we're not. We're just sitting on our hands. You know, we need listener calls.
Definitely.
382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. But what do you think is the most important problem facing the United States? Do you think Gallup got it right? Do you think unemployment is number one and economy number two? Or does this not fit with the world as you see it? Do you see other priorities being higher rated?
And here's the other part, too. If you feel like, you know what, whatever it is that you think is the top issue, if you feel like your leaders are ignoring you, and you feel like, you know what, they're not listening to me, we know there's people that are leaders, whether statewide or otherwise, that listen to this station and listen to this show.
Yeah.
So here's your chance.
Give them a reality check.
You can tell them what you think. You can say, you know what, my priority is this, and they're not looking at it. And I'd love to have them take a look at it. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can be in touch with us and chat about all of this.
Yeah.
You know, to see this, I would think that the parties would get it. And, you know, this poll also breaks down by party identification. And I thought this was interesting. Immigration. 6% of Republicans said immigration was the top issue. 3% of Democrats said it was the top issue, which I thought, wow, that's interesting. And then 8% of independents. So it's not real high across the board. Apparently independents are more concerned than either of the two parties.
And isn't that fascinating? I didn't catch that nuance in there, but the independents are the ones that care.
Apparently.
And they don't care very much.
But not much, but, yeah, you know, they do care a little, I guess.
That's funny.
So, I mean, and that's just some of the things. Now, the interesting thing, too, is if you look at the top number, it's across the board, really, because you're talking about, for the two parties, unemployment and jobs, 24% of Republicans, 24% of Democrats, and 23% of independents. Guess what? We found something everybody can agree on right there.
Yeah. And the politicians who want to collect votes, wouldn't you think they would be interested in talking about the things that everybody is talking about?
You would think so. That's interesting. Let's head over to Chris in Richland, standing by on the phone. Chris, welcome to Lawrence and Taylor.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's kind of funny because all these subjects came up yesterday while you were talking to Representative Upton, and I, if I could have jumped through the phone and put a karate chop on somebody, somebody was going to get karate chopped because, you know, he talked about immigration, which is real low on the list of things that we need to get done, about jobs, you know, jobs that Americans won't do, and one of those he listed was infrastructure, about building bridges and roads and you know, bringing in an immigrant population is, you know, really what he was talking about, that normally would do migrant work, but that we need them for our infrastructure work. And I just, it really burns me to think that, you know, that our representative would think that, you know, there aren't, you know, the however many, what is it, 10% of our, of Michigan's population sitting around, you know, waiting for a job, that they wouldn't do infrastructure work. You know, there's probably some of them that can't do infrastructure work, but there's a great many of my friends and construction brothers that don't have jobs right now that they would love to go
Chris, I'm not a big fan of Representative Upton, and I didn't catch that. How did he say that? How did he relate immigrants to infrastructure jobs? I heard him talking about the migrant workers for farmers.
After he went from migrant, he also talked about infrastructural development, and that you know there's a need for labor for infrastructure work. When he was still talking about immigration, I took the mean that you know his idea was that we would get that immigrants would come in and do those jobs that you know Americans apparently won't do.
Yeah,
all right,
or don't have the chance to do. So it kills me when the politicians completely reprioritize things based on what they observe in Washington, D.C. instead of listening to their people.
So do you agree that unemployment and the economy are the biggest problems? Yes, or which yeah. one?
I would say the economy drives employment, so I'd say economy.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, see you guys.
All right, heading to a break, but we'll continue to take your calls. Keep it here. Lawrence and Taylor continuing on 590 WKZO, been talking about the Gallup poll saying unemployment and the economy, the top two things people are concerned about. And we are taking your phone calls on things. So we want to hear from you, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280.
One of the other interesting things, the dissatisfaction with government. 14% of Republicans, 17% of the Democrats, and yet 21% of the independents are disappointed in government.
Mm-hmm.
More independents than party-oriented people.
Interesting. We're going to keep digging into this and taking your calls as we continue ahead. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO, taking you back to the future. That's what it sounds like right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it sounded good.
That is a movie series. I've got that in my collection, buried on DVD.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've got the three movies there.
That is good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And good music.
Of course.
I liked I haven't heard Hugh. He hasn't had much new out in quite some time.
No.
At least that I've heard.
Yeah. So I guess it would be Huey Lewis and the Not So News.
Yeah, yes.
More like old news.
Yeah, and the old news. There you go. This is why we bring him along for those comments.
I heard Huey Lewis and the News be the opening act for Tony Bennett.
That's different.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was the 50th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge, and all artists from the San Francisco area played, and Huey Lewis and the News opened for Tony Bennett singing I Left My Heart in Tantantito.
Well, I could definitely see the connection anyway. Now, it took me a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I digress.
So
I'm usually the one that digresses and drives us into the ditch.
Yeah, well, I'm helping you out today.
So we have been talking about the Gallup poll, and we will continue to do so. People are talking about how unemployment, the economy, these are things that are the number one and number two choices. And really, I think you can take the two of those and combine them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's both of them really drive to the same destination, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are talking about that. We are taking your calls. And that's the other thing, too. If you're frustrated about what your leaders are focused on, if you're frustrated and you're saying, you know what, they're not focused on the A number one thing, which is fill in the blank, whatever you think it is, you can share that with us, and then you can tell them what you'd like them to work on, what you'd like them to look at.
You know, you're bringing up Carvel's mantra from that election.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need to tell all of the politicians, regardless of party. It's mm-hmm. the economy, stupid. Do something about the economy.
I have a feeling at the RNC and the DNC, they're looking at this very poll and going, all right, what do we do?
They better be looking at it.
Yeah. But, you know, I think right now the number one concern around here is the weather.
It's not snowing at the moment.
No, it certainly isn't.
And the roads are clear.
And in fact, my little temperature gauge in front of me is telling me it's 41 degrees.
Holy cow.
Nice catch.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice catch. Bob, save me from Roger.
It's like a slip on the ice and you reach out and grab that rail or tree branch or something to hold you up. It was a good catch there. Good recovery.
Yes.
But given that the sun is out and it's above 40 in town, the weather not a concern right now. What a turnaround since yesterday.
Mm. Well, you think about it, we were getting 3 to 6 inches, which I don't know where it ended up exactly. It was just a whole lot of snow when I went to clear off the car this morning. But, yeah, now we're looking at a little warmth, some of this stuff melting off.
Sun out.
Yeah.
We like you today, Bob.
Yeah, it's incredible. Officially, and we know this, that at the airport it always seems to be lagging behind. It's not above 40, but it is above freezing at 38 mm-hmm. and still climbing, which makes today by far the warmest day so far in February and the first time we have been this far above freezing since way back more than a month ago on January 13th when it was 44 degrees. So you have to go back more than 30 days to find a day that was as mild as today.
Wow. Mm. I didn't even remember that in January. I just kind of blanked it all out.
It was that warm?
I remember that day.
Well,
yeah, it's all fuzzy to me, but I vaguely remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's just been way too much snow under the bridge, I guess, so to speak. But now this warmth, are we going to see this continue?
Well, overall, this type of mild weather will continue the rest of the week through Friday. Tomorrow, probably not quite as warm as today, but it'll still be above freezing. We'll still be melting some of the snow during the day. We're expecting 36, which means that on some thermometers, it's liable to be close to 40 again. Maybe not above 40, but at least close. And I think Thursday is our warmest day, and that's the day that it rains. We'll be into the middle and upper 40s, and there's still a shot that it could briefly hit that 50-degree mark on Thursday, even while it's raining. We still have a shot at it. If it doesn't happen Thursday, we're going to have to wait a while because it starts to trend colder again on Friday.
Now, I think, you know, the other thing that I see here that I'm assuming would be a concern is that while we're talking about, you know, melting off some of the snow and that kind of thing, the temperatures dip down below freezing at night. So mightn't that cause some problems?
Right. It's a thaw-freeze cycle that we're entering now. We drop into the 20s tonight, upper 20s. So what is now wet, what is now slushy will freeze during the night. Ditto tomorrow night after some melting during the day tomorrow. And as that rainstorm arrives on Thursday, if it comes in faster on Thursday morning, temperature could still be around 31, 32. And that means that it could be pockets of freezing rain first thing Thursday morning. But it wouldn't last long, even if it were to happen, because temperatures jump well into the 40s, as I mentioned, Thursday afternoon.
Well, and I was seeing ponding on the roads even today just from melting.
Yeah.
We get some rain and
there'll be a lot of that.
Some of the roads are going to be ugly.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of ponding. A lot of it become very, very messy. Particularly, we've got some storm drains that are clogged with snow and slush, and there'll be no place to put the water, either the water for the falling rain or the melting snow or both. How much rain? Probably between a half inch and an inch. So we're not talking about merely some drizzle coming through. It'll be a pretty solid amount of rain. Mm-hmm. And do not be shocked, no pun intended, if there's a thunderstorm during Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a sound I haven't heard in a while.
So that leads to today's word.
That was my next question.
Which serves two purposes. The word is surprising. It's surprising to have it warm up as much as it did today, the day after a snowstorm, because the common pattern is that after a snowstorm, cold weather follows. A fresh blast of cold air, windy weather, northwest flow of air. That's been the pattern. Very cold weather, not as cold, snowy. Very cold weather, not as cold, snowy. So after it snows, it always gets very cold again. This time around, no. After the snow, not only has it not turned very cold, it actually has become milder, which is highly unusual. So it's surprising to see it warm up as much as it did today. It would be very surprising to have us end up with a thunderstorm Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Now, you said things cool off this weekend, then?
Yeah, it gets colder this weekend. Not extreme this weekend. It'll be back to more typical average February weather, which would be highs in the lower 30s and lows in the upper teens. I still believe, though, it'll become very cold and far below average next week.
Okay.
So that's not a happy note to finish on. So enjoy the mild weather while we have it. And while the snow is softening up and starting to melt, if there's been that area that you haven't been able to remove, if you want to chop it down a little bit because you can't see out of your driveway when you're getting out, this afternoon's the time to do it, and again tomorrow afternoon. Might not be pleasant to try to do that Thursday while it's pouring down rain.
You're not offering to come over and do that.
No, is that what you read into that? No, I'm sorry. A misinterpretation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, because I really need it desperately.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
All right. So Bob Larson there from AccuWeather getting us caught up and up to date on, and this is kind of nice.
Yo.
Looking over here, I didn't know the temperature gauge went up to things with four at the front.
Yes.
You know, it's been so long since we've seen that.
Since you've been here, I don't think we have. You know, yes. I'm seeing a pattern. You're being here in bad winter weather.
Yes, I am the Ice King. Well,
Jeremy was here in January when it was in the 40s.
Yeah, but look at the weather we've had since he's been here.
Apparently that day in January I was asleep, so that's all I can figure.
It was a weekend day.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Continuing on with the program, Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. Now, if you're just joining us, you missed out a little earlier. We were talking about, and we continue to talk about, this Gallup poll that came out indicating what people think is the top problem or problems in the U.S. 23% of people said unemployment or jobs. 20% of people said the economy in general. And I think we pretty well agreed that those are pretty close to one another. So that's kind of like saying that, you know what, 43% of people think the economy's in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and interesting, we've been digging into it a little bit and taking your phone calls. And by the way, if you'd like to call us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 80373. Now, we did have earlier a guy that was on the line with us, couldn't stay. But he did leave some comments with Michael. So, Michael, what was it that he had to say?
Yes, this was Ryan from Lawton. He said, the issue is employers are hiring illegal immigrants, and they pay them cash under the table to avoid paying them Social Security and workers' comp. If they hire an American at $10 an hour, it's really like paying them $20 because you have to pay Social Security and other benefits to them. And they need to stop employers from being underhanded by paying these illegal immigrants under the table.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great. And so that gives you the opportunity. Now, please, if you call in, talk to us. We like that.
Yeah.
Not that Michael doesn't enjoy talking to you, but we love to talk to you.
So. We did test Ryan's patience. He called just as we went into a news block, and he was on hold for quite some time. We apologize.
We wanted to give him the opportunity to make that comment, so he was able to do that, and we're glad that he did. Right now, though, we go to the phones. Ellen has been standing by for quite a while, actually, so our apologies, Ellen, for taking so long. Thanks for joining us.
That's okay. In my opinion, this country's biggest problem is the people who are running the government. They are politicians instead of statesmen, and they're interested only in their own issues instead of what the country needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and funny thing is, that actually showed up in this Gallup poll as well. 19% of Americans agree with you. That one was number three on the list.
Yeah.
It should be number one.
Well, and another question in this poll, only 22% of the country is satisfied with the way things are going in the United States. That should be a wake-up call to politicians in both parties. And it sort of underlines what you're saying, Ellen.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Ellen, for calling in. We appreciate it. All right. So you can feel free to call in with your thoughts as well. And that's the thing, too. If you kind of feel like, you know what, I want my leaders to be able to hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly you can do that. You can call them. You can email them. You can write them a letter, that kind of thing. But they also like to listen to this program. We know. We've heard from some of them. They do listen from time to time. And you can share your thoughts right here, because they're going to hear from you, and they're going to know, okay, that's my constituents. I need to be able to listen to what they have to say. So if you'd like to get that point across, whatever it may be, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 on the text.
And this, it doesn't seem, looking at the poll, it does not seem to divide the nation into two different camps.
Mm-hmm.
There is surprising unanimity in what people are concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much matches in both parties. It isn't the Democrats concerned about one thing and the Republicans something totally different.
Which you would expect to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, everybody is saying it's the economy, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's head back to the phones here. John from Kalamazoo is on the line. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I guess I disagree with the last caller. The last thing in the world I want in office is called a statesman or a politician. I mean, one of the things that has happened, we don't have real people anymore representing us in office. They have no idea of what it's like to pay $2.75 for a gallon of milk or to put up with a two-hour wait on the phone for something. And because of how much money it takes to become elected, I think what all we do now is elect the elite, with a few exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But and most of our elite politicians, they're not representing the public. They're representing their special interests, whether it's an appliance company or an oil company or whatever. There's no semblance of realism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody once, as a joke, suggested they should all wear NASCAR jumpsuits that show their corporate sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who they're representing when you see them up in Congress making a speech. Good point.
That's a great idea.
Can you just imagine the politicians talking about a bill after they passed it? Well, you know, it was rough. But there at the end, the Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's bill got passed.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a coalition.
I think you just solved the problem, frankly.
Ah, that it were that easy, John.
Oh, yes.
But thanks for calling. Oh, you bet.
All right. And, you know, I think the one thing that, you know, John kind of got at a little bit, but I think there's something to this. The idea, you know, that we've always talked about term limits.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people will say, well, we have term limits. It's called elections. All right, I get that, but people continue to elect the same people, mm-hmm. and the same people continue to run. And I don't think, you know, when you look at the way the founders set things up, I don't think they had the idea of, let's have career politicians. It was more about, let's have citizens spend time in government, mm-hmm. and
bingo.
Then go home.
Yeah.
Bingo.
And get back to doing business.
That's why George Washington, after two terms, said he wasn't going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And putting the not the special interests, we've got to take the money out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stop politicians from just supporting their financial contributors.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we do it by term limits, I think there are a number of approaches. But apparently you and I are not the only people in this country who aren't happy with the mm-hmm. way this country's mm-hmm. going.
And I tend to think, you know, you've got the idea of term limits. And I guess the further I've gone along, I liked it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely liked it when Michigan passed those several years ago. But the one thing we lack, I mean, the president has a term limit. That was put in place in an amendment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want Congress to have term limits. And I think the only reason why it's not in the Constitution to begin with is the forefathers didn't think it was necessary. They thought, Well, who wants to serve in government all their lives?
Well, and they didn't anticipate the length of time some of these lifetime representatives were going to have. People didn't live much beyond their mid-40s or 50s back then.
Into the 60s. Or, and then you've got, you know, nowadays you think back to recent times, Robert Byrd, Strom Thurmond.
Absolutely.
I mean, at the end, they almost had to wheel these guys out and wake them up.
It was like Weekend at Bernie's.
Almost. Almost. So, I don't know. But it'd be interesting to see if after this poll we start hearing more about the economy and jobs. And I bet you it comes out in the news.
I'm thinking.
Show continues. Going to be talking about all sorts of stuff. Keep it here. We gotta go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.